Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality, faith, hope, love, or the hot buttons of today. Talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also KMAJ, 1440 AM. Welcome, and we're glad that you're welcoming us into your life this morning for a conversation about spirituality, faith, belief, practice, superstition, and all the rest. Do give us a call at 576-7710. 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
I believe that we're going to have lots to talk about today, and we'll see if our friends listening out in Radio Land. When was the last time you heard that phrase? We'll be responding.
The blast from the past, the hit from the graveyard.
And we'll call in and engage in conversation here this morning. 576-7710 is the number to call. Let's go first with you, Michael. I know one of your top things to talk about, but go ahead.
Oh, tell me.
Well, does it have to do with a certain evangelist?
Actually, yes. I admit to you that I didn't spend a lot of time reading the various tributes or news articles, et cetera, about the Reverend Billy Graham's death. By the way, they are taking an extraordinarily long time. I mean, Jewish tradition literally wouldn't understand how long before the body will be returned to anything approximating the ground.
Right.
But that said, what I was most curious about is, and I just don't know the answer to this question, was he a triumphalist? I know he certainly started off that way, that by which I mean there is only one way to God, and it's mine.
I think that he was a soft triumphalist.
Uh-huh.
But at the end, he included a lot of people. He was more Catholic in his approach, with a small c. Mm-hmm. But doctrinally, I think that he was edging towards, being Christ is the way,
mm-hmm.
and I abide in mystery about all other ways. God will take care of that.
Okay. Because certainly Franklin, his son's successor, is a different cat. And has said some extraordinarily painful, ugly things about other traditions and other ways to holiness. But that said, I remember as a child, on occasion we had one TV station and then three, being intrigued by this handsome, drawl speaker on TV. And, of course, the conclusion of his quote-unquote rallies to come down and make a decision, right?
Yeah, they were called crusades, too.
Right. I didn't recall. But I'm confident that some folks who either heard him live, he came to Kansas City at one time, as I recall.
Several times, and one of the most recent, when he was 85, I believe, back in 2004.
Yeah. And if listeners do have some reflection that they would want to share, because there's no question, whatever one thinks about the man, that he had an enormous impact, and certainly the news suggestions that he probably reached more people with the message of his commitment to faith and his sharing of that message than any other person. Period.
Yeah, in history. Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, here locally, at least in my own life, we have a very traditional group of nuns called the Little Sisters of the Lamb. And these are the most Catholic Orthodox nuns you can imagine. And I was taught, and they're from Europe, mostly France and Belgium. And I was talking to one of the little sisters about, how did you discern to become a nun? And she said, well, I grew up in France and I really, wasn't practicing my Catholic faith. And then Billy Graham came to town on one of his crusades, and I realized I needed to commit my life to Christ. So, and now she's a very traditional Catholic nun who lives a life of poverty. So, I mean, it's striking. Like, just that gives you the idea of the scope of the kinds of people he reached. And yeah, so it just struck me as like you would not think. Evangelical preacher would awaken a Roman Catholic vocation, but certainly, at least in one case, he did. So, I guess there's a lot of stories like that where just the Holy Spirit used him to awaken a love of Christ. So, anyway, that's the only Billy Graham story I know of, but it'd be interesting to hear from
our listeners. Did either of you ever hear him in person? Bob, did you?
No, but he came to Texas, and he came to Houston a lot. He was in Dallas, and, Houston was a ripe area for his crusades, and he has an interesting history, I will tell you this. Billy Graham was probably more inclusive with regard to race relations in his crusades than anybody before him or after, maybe. Having, Martin Luther King pray when he was doing one of his crusades at the Madison Square Garden in New York, which was very unusual. But then again, shied away completely when Dr. King was in jail or when there was a march or... I don't think he responded to in 65 to the call for people to go to Selma, and I don't know what he said about that, but he shied away from all political things except if you were the president.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, he had a relation with Nixon, right?
He had a relationship with, from LBJ, well, from, they say from Truman on, although Truman didn't have much use for his brand of revivalist fundamentalism during the 40s, but he consorted with, counseled with presidents from post-World War on, post-World
and
War
II. Sometimes known as the minister to, or the pastor to
the presidents.
In fact, that's the one place where the Jewish community was...
Offended,
and he actually asked for forgiveness, because on the tapes, the Nixon tapes, and maybe we should add the so-called Nixon White House tapes, he was caught affirming the president's paranoia and anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not so unusual, not that the anti-Semitism, of course, is not so unusual, but it's not so unusual for persons who are trying to ingratiate themselves with individuals of power to not call them to account when they make an error. And I think that's one of the challenges that clergy always have when they get too close to those in authority.
Yeah,
that they simply become affirming of whatever their position is because they want that status, they want that connection.
There are very few Nathans in our day.
Yeah, that's a very powerful way to put it, young fella.
Yeah, for Nathan to speak truth to David's power, you are that man after telling a parable of reprehensible activity and behavior. Very fruit, you'd like to think that those who counseled with Bill Clinton, those who counseled with anybody and everybody, I don't know if there's anybody who's counseling with President Trump who could speak.
There's this woman, I don't know if it's still the case, but and I don't recall her name, but there's this woman somewhere in Florida who has been publicized as being a place he goes for, a person he goes to for some kind of connection to holiness. I think she's associated with the so-called prosperity gospel.
Yeah, and I cannot remember her name, but we can find that out.
Yeah.
At any rate, it's this is a long time. He will, I believe, be lying in honor, not lying in state, but lying in honor. The last person who received that tribute-like treatment was Rosa Parks in 2005, and he will lie.
Is it 2005 already?
Yeah. I believe
oh
that's correct.
That's, you're lying, aren't you?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty
wow.
sure. But at any rate, hey, we got to take a break already. Yeah. We'll do that, and we're going to come back to a lot more topics. But do give us a call at 576-7710, Religion on the Line.
Things seem great for stocks and bonds. President Trump's pro-business agenda is great for the economy. So what could possibly go wrong? Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager at Butler, Lands, and Wagler, and host of the radio show Free Market Underground. Stocks and bonds were both flirting with very high valuations by the time Donald Trump even took office. That wasn't due to a thriving economy, but money printing designed to goose up financial asset prices. Now we actually have an improving economy, but because of that, interest rates have started to rise, and stocks and bonds won't like that if it continues. What does that mean for investors? Well, it means that we simply need to be aware of the risks. Maybe stocks and bonds continue to make new highs. That's why we have to participate in these markets. But we also have to know the risks and how to manage them. To read more about that, go to investontrack.com and download the free report. Again, that's investontrack.com.
It's Auto Show time in KC. Time for a first-hand look at the award-winning Honda lineup. Like Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. And CR-V, Motor Trend's 2018 SUV of the Year. Other award winners include Civic, HR-V, Fit, and Pilot. And right now, get Pilot with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at your greater Kansas City area Honda dealer. For details, visit kchondadealers.com today. The 2018 Motor Trend SUV of the Year includes the full Honda CR-V lineup. See dealer for financing details.
Pope Francis once said that confession is the sacrament of the tenderness of God. It is his way of embracing us. This is Archbishop Joseph Naumann inviting you to experience God's tender embrace through the sacrament of reconciliation. During Lent, confession will be available in the churches of the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas on Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Experience God's embrace. Come to confession.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this results-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Missouri or Kansas attorneys. A partner men can count on. 816-842-2400. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Independence and by appointment only in Overland Park.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Hi, I'm Jay Ashcroft. Here at the Secretary of State's office, we take the integrity of our elections seriously. Missourians agreed and passed Constitutional Amendment 6. Missouri's new photo ID law is now in effect. Have questions about the new voter ID law or need to register to vote? We're here to help. Visit showittovote.com or call 866-868-3245. Remember, if you're registered to vote, you can vote.
Sponsored by the Missouri Secretary of State's office.
American by birth. Heartland of America by the grace of God. KCMO 710 and FM 103.7 Kansas City.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO, 710 AM, 103.7 FM. You've got Religion on the Line, where we're going to talk about all manner of things this morning. Do give us a call at 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple B'nai Yehuda.
All righty. We've got all kinds of things to talk about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not the least of which was Reverend Billy Graham. Do give us a call if you've had an experience at one of his so-called crusades, what he may have meant to your faith, or negatively or positively. Either way, do let us know that. By the way, there are responses all over the board, and that's not just because we live in a very opinionated Wild West atmosphere with regard to everybody expressing what they think and feel. But Billy Graham was a complicated individual and lived a many nuanced life. So, Michael, what else is on your mind this morning?
Well, I've been thinking, of course, all week about our conversation of last week, which principally focused, of course, on the whole issue of gun control. And while I think we had, immodestly, a conversation that was valuable, not the least of the reasons because we heard a variety of viewpoints and people in general were willing to listen to each other, hear each other, and disagree respectfully with each other, which has not always been our experience, certainly not on this topic, when on the occasions when, alas, we've brought it up. But if there may be some folks who want to continue that particular stream of thought and go on, regrettable and I think symptomatic of some of the great challenges in our society, that what a phrase that I'm really not fond of at all, internet trolls went after some of the kids, you know, they're supposedly actors, Alex Jones, God bless him. It never happened. It was all fake. You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
How this man is listened to by anybody is beyond comprehensible.
Beyond compare. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that said, there's also two other items that I'm happy. Well, three other items, if need be. One is Wednesday evening begins Martin Luther's least favorite holiday, and including, by which I'm referring to the fact that the book that he wanted eliminated from the Bible, which is it'll be Purim for Jewish tradition, and that means reading, listening to the chanting of the Book of Esther. The
by
one
the way,
book in
he
the
had...
Bible in which the word G-O-D does not appear.
Michael, he had two favorites, I think. One, Esther, of course, but also the Book of James. He had one in the Hebrew Bible.
Well, I was talking about the real Bible.
All right, perfect. I love it.
No, I was kidding, of course. But I do understand why James would be a little bit outside of his favorite midnight reading. But the Book of Esther, because bloody and problematic in a lot of ways. Okay. But he was recorded purportedly as saying, get that book out of the Bible. But it is a Jewish holiday coming up. It's a not unlike a Mardi Gras anticipation of spring, but it does not issue begin the issuing of a period of penitence.
Do you,
rather, it begins a period of anticipation for Passover.
Is there any way that this increases devotion, participation, attendance at Jewish places?
In America, it's certainly become a focus on young people and costumes and carnivals. And I don't mean carnival as in Rio carnival. I mean, you know, worthless prizes that have been made in Asian countries and look good for a couple of days. And certainly there are folks who take it quite seriously because what they're viewed as, from an adult's perspective, Purim, as one of my traditional/orthodox colleagues calls it, is a holiday for mature religion. If God is present, God is, what should we say, sort of hiding. In fact, there's a pun, Esther, which is not her Hebrew name, by the way. Esther is almost certainly related to Astarte by a cognate and would be a Persian name. Her Hebrew name is Hadassah, from which the organization got its name. But Esther is a pun on Haster Panim, hiding the face.
Mm.
So, you know, God, you know, why would one hide? One hopes because you're hoping someone will look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that said, the other two items I have, I don't know if anybody else saw this, the headline in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal, Pope yields, oust Nigerian bishop. And you know, that the local priest had refused to work with this bishop in Nigeria because he was from the wrong tribal group.
Mm.
And Pope Benedict had appointed him, and he had never been able to assume his duties. And the Vatican, presumably acting on the Pope's consent, removed him. But the Pope handed over the leadership of Ahihari for an indefinite time to a bishop from a nearby diocese. The Vatican said it was urging the Ahiri clergy to, quote, reflect on the grave damage, close quote, they had inflicted, and expressed hope that, quote, they will never again repeat such unreasonable actions, end of quote. I mean, one would hope that the sadness, of course, is that the Catholic Church has always, my understanding, been an embrace that crosses such lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here was a moment where, presumably, with a lot of problematics, including that the bishop couldn't exercise the responsibilities of being a bishop, that the Vatican caved to demands. And I like the notion, they said, we're doing this, and you've done a terrible thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And my last one is, you know, a couple of weeks ago I mentioned Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved by Kate Bowler, who's a 30-ish professor at Duke University. Do they have a seminary or a school of theology? Or
School of Theology at Duke, yep.
Yeah. And she's dealing with stage 4 colon cancer, and she's been given a terminal diagnosis. It's a very touching and lovely book. She has a young child, a husband she loves deeply, an academic career that she thought was going to be up in the stratosphere, and how one deals with the notion that, this isn't going to go away the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
And her thesis was on the prosperity gospel movement, so this is this brief little excerpt. I once stumbled into a prosperity megachurch expecting to find a regular service and instead found a funeral. I picked up the bulletin and saw a famous face staring back at me from the cover, smiling as they always did. I considered to be a kind and straightforward sort of preacher, happy to guarantee healing and prosperity because he believed in God's abundant provisions with his whole heart. But he died in middle age, surrounded by people, well-meaning people, clawing for the meaning of his death. Even the bulletin had to include a separate section to address the question on everyone's mind. Why? Did he lack faith? Did he fail to live out his own teaching? In a theological universe in which everything you do comes back to you like a boomerang, for good or for ill, those who die young become hypocrites or failures. Those loved and lost are just that, those who have lost the test of faith.
Mm.
Yeah. She even goes on, I've heard countless stories of denial in the face of death. A pastor stops a funeral to try to resurrect a young boy being put into the ground. I don't understand this movement, guys. And Bob, you're the one who's closest to it. So tell us something, please.
Well, you know what? We have to take a break. Hey, we are going to take a break here and pay some bills, but we will be right back. Michael will refresh us with this topic, and we got a bunch of others, including a niece of Billy Graham who has a word for her uncle. Very interesting. We'll talk about all of that and more here at Religion on the Line, 576-7710. Thank you all who are queuing up. We'll get to you in just a minute.
The Democrats' rebuttal memo to a memo from the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee about the FBI's Russia investigation has been released. Correspondent Boris Sanchez says the White House is not impressed by it.
Quote, while the Democrats' memorandum attempts to undercut the president politically, the president supported its release in the interest of transparency. Nevertheless, this politically driven document fails to answer serious concerns raised by the majority's memorandum about the use of partisan opposition research from one candidate loaded with uncorroborated allegations as a basis to ask a court to approve surveillance of a former associate of another candidate at the height of a presidential campaign.
Olympic athletes from Russia marched under the Olympic flag at the closing ceremonies of the Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea today. The IOC decided not to let them represent their country because they didn't meet the requirement that there be no positive drug tests among their members in Pyeongchang. I'm Christopher Cruz.
KCTV Storm Track 5 forecast.
We've got a pretty nice day ahead after a cold start to our Sunday in the 20s. A mostly to partly sunny sky helping us warm up to around 50 later on today. During the evening, though, that clear sky helping us cool down quickly. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ron Williams.
Dan the Tailor Man has the best suits in Kansas City at the best prices, hands down. Dan the Tailor Man gives you free alterations for life, and you get free ties for life, too. Dan the Tailor Man specializes in homecoming suits as well as wedding suits and any other suit that might, well, suit you. Don't rent a suit that you can buy for the same price. Keep the suit. Call Dan the Tailor Man today, 913-541-1192. That's 913-541-1192. Why don't you call him today?
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
Join us at the Greater Kansas City Auto Show February 28th through March 4th at Bartle Hall. Come hang out in the Honda Lounge where we'll have exclusive prizes and merch for you, as well as a look at some of the latest Honda lineups. Tickets for the Auto Show are on sale now at kcautoshow.com and going fast. Don't miss the chance to meet Chiefs starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes inside the Honda Lounge. The first 200 people will receive an autographed photo from the player, so don't be late. More details online at kcautoshow.com.
The legacy of Italy is filled with a passion for wonderful food.
This is Chef Jasper Mirabile. Shake off the chill in the air in the warm, welcoming atmosphere of Jasper's Ristorante. We're serving up amazing dishes like tortellacci pasta served in a Tuscan pork ragu. Imagine a double-cut pork chop served with a porcini mushroom sauce and Kansas City's finest pork shank, slow roasted for 6 hours and served ossobuco style with risotto. Or try one of the classics like pumpkin ravioli, cappellini d'angelo alla nonni, Tuscan bean soup, veal limonata, and more.
And just in time for Lent, New Orleans charbroiled oysters, fresh oysters charbroiled with herbed garlic, butter, and Romano cheese. Jasper's, 103rd and State Line. For reservations, call 816-941-6600.
There's always a place at our table for you.
February is American Heart Month, and we're proud to partner with the American Heart Association to help fight the number one killer of women, heart disease. The American Heart Association wants you to live a heart-healthy life. Cardiovascular disease kills one woman about every 80 seconds. Know your numbers, like blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. Learn more at GoRedForWomen.org.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetDix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Now it's even easier to get to what Kansas City is talking about.
I don't know what to say.
Just say, Alexa, enable the KCMO 710 AM skill.
Your voice must be heard.
Then at any time, say, play KCMO 710 AM to get to where Kansas City talks.
That's how it works.
Now it's even easier to get to what Kansas City is talking about on your Alexa devices. Just say, Alexa, enable the KCMO 710 AM skill. After that, it's just play KCMO 710 AM anytime you want to listen.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line here at KCMO, Talk Radio, 710 AM, 103.7 FM, and also KMAJ, 1440 AM. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Manage, Rabbi
Emeritus. That's a new position.
I've invented a new title.
Yeah. Shall we go to some callers here? How about that?
I think we should.
Let's do. David, you've got religion on the line.
Yeah, hi. I didn't really want to talk about the vanity it's getting into, adulation of guns. I want to stay away from that subject. But I do want to mention, about 3 weeks ago, Turkey bombed one of the temples that may be with Solomon's temple. It's called Ain Dara. I'm wondering if you all have heard of it, and if you have any, the ability of the military to destroy our ancient temples and historical record, it continues. And
I'm confused when you say it may have been Solomon's temple. You mean built during the Solomonic period? Because Solomon's temple is long gone. It's where the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
Well, let's see. To read this from ancientorigins.net, and by the way, it's spelled A-I-N-D-A-R-A, temple. It was discovered in 1955 when a colossal basalt lion was found quite accidentally. Following this, excavations were carried out, and the magnificence of Ain Dara emerged. And the Turks have been certainly fighting trying to invade Syria. And
it's a Hittite,
right?
Neo-Hittite. So it's not a Solomon's temple.
Well, the descriptions of it in other articles mention Solomon's temple. It's very similar to it. I think what they
understanding
say
understanding the biblical temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. What you're conflating is it's a theoretically 3,000-year-old temple with mysterious and massive footprint and a structure that provides clues for understanding the biblical temple.
I'm looking
at a picture before and it's ruins.
Yeah, and the thing that it would be desecrated and further destroyed by these bombings. Regrettable and a desecration in many ways.
Did they target it specifically, or was it just a collateral meaning?
Well, there are many articles about it that came out 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was pretty clear that there was no military activity nearby. I've mentioned before that ISIS is a creation of the oil and gas company.
Okay, so basically these articles are fabrications about Turkey bombing these places. Is that what you want to get to?
No, Turkey clearly bombed it, but Turkey has been in league with ISIS since the beginning. And Turkey, see, a company called Genie Oil Gas wants to run a pipeline across Syria and across Turkey and then up into Europe. And they want to frack the Holy Land. And
David, you know, you're our San Francisco caller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a fascinating world view and fascinating range of knowledge, but we're not a political show.
Solomon's temple.
You got how this impacts the world of faith. Go for it. But I'm not interested in your theories, even if they're right.
Even if they'd have to do with fracking the Holy Land, stealing Golan Heights, stealing ISIS being a creation of oil and gas companies.
You take too long to get there, and you see conspiracies everywhere.
No, it's real. Look at Genie Oil Gas's own perspective.
Okay, you know what? Do you have something that you could send us in the mail in terms of reference materials that we would read?
And other than information, what do you want from us?
GenieOilGas.com. That's the company that has the fracking rights to the Golan Heights. Read their own prospectus. They want to put a pipeline across
Syria. The fracking
Syria.
Rights in Pennsylvania are bad enough. But what question?
How do you want us to respond?
Over the air. Do you have any question for us?
Well, I'm raising the issue that one of the oldest temples in the area was blown to bits. It's tied directly to the oil and gas fracking of the Holy Land.
What should a person of faith do in response to that? Are you a person of faith?
Absolutely.
Okay. What, are you a person of religious faith that believes in deity?
Is this the Inquisition?
No. I'm just saying if this
what's our common ground?
Common ground with regard to the texts that you follow in your faith, the holy places in your faith? Why is this place, holy to you? For example, Jerusalem occupies a very holy, special place in my life because Jesus walked there, the prophets spoke of it, and it's wrapped up into both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament because those are sacred texts to me. And I happen to have friends who find that place to be absolutely holy. I believe it's holy. I probably believe this is a little holier than the ruins place. I'm not trying to say it's inferior in any way. I'm just saying how I would approach it. How do you approach this from your sacred texts?
Well, it's interesting you mention that. I've told you before, I was raised in St. Louis and went to the Ethical Society, which was created by Percival Chubb and I'll remember his name in a moment. Basically, they were famous Jewish scholars. And the idea that we learned the Golden Rule. We learned the history of religions. We learned that the Jews were escaping slavery, and the merchants in the temple tried to limit the Jews as freedom as free from slavery, but that everybody else in the world could be enslaved. And Jesus comes along later, says, no, everybody is free, that nobody needs to be a slave, that freedom from slavery is the big picture.
Okay.
And by the way, God makes us all free and that we have free will.
So that's what you were taught. And by the way, a lot of us were taught a number of things that echo that, but also are different from that. You weren't taught the only thing about Jesus. And I bet you Michael would have a response to what you said about that.
Well, to even take it further, Jesus Christianity goes along a certain amount of time, and then there become merchants in the temple of Christianity. So the Muslims have to create the third aspect of it, where they create a freedom from religion, freedom from slavery, that the Christians were enslaving people during the Crusades and during the Inquisition days, and so that you had to get freedom again. And now they're getting to be merchants in the temple through Saudi Arabia. So the issue is slavery, and the issue is whether or not there's going to be freedom from tyranny, and that religion can be a freeing thing or it can be an enslaving thing.
Okay.
And
you are right. That is true.
And that we are now in a world where the oil companies are taking advantage of every bit of knowledge that we've got of religion. They're creating propaganda people to create companies like to create organizations like ISIS, and use ISIS as a bargaining tool to steal oil and land. And if they destroy temples and they destroy our historical legacy, then
the oil companies created ISIS.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I don't have anything more to talk about here.
Look it up. Genie Oil Gas.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these messages.
If you own a home or business, you've probably heard a horror story about someone slipping and falling and then consequently suing the property owner.
In reality, it happens all the time. People get hurt, and it can cost you money in court. KC Grip Surface Solutions offers a safe way to protect property owners from slippery surfaces, whether wet or dry. It's a safe, slip-resistant application that works at the micropore level to improve traction. There's no residue, and it doesn't change the appearance of the surface in any way. It meets or exceeds all ADA and OSHA guidelines and is great for pool decks, patios, tile or stone floors, tubs and showers, and more. It's easy to clean and maintain. Call our friend Mike at KC Grip Surface Solutions now for a free estimate at 816-799-2592. That's 816-799-2592. Or visit kcgrip.com. That's kcgrip.com. KC Grip Surface Solutions, making Kansas City's slippery floors safer.
Things seem great for stocks and bonds. President Trump's pro-business agenda is great for the economy. So what could possibly go wrong? Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager at Butler, Lands & Wagler, and host of the radio show Free Market Underground. Stocks and bonds were both flirting with very high valuations by the time Donald Trump even took office. That wasn't due to a thriving economy, but money printing designed to goose up financial asset prices. Now we actually have an improving economy. But because of that, interest rates have started to rise, and stocks and bonds won't like that if it continues. What does that mean for investors? Well, it means that we simply need to be aware of the risks. Maybe stocks and bonds continue to make new highs. That's why we have to participate in these markets, but we also have to know the risks and how to manage them. To read more about that, go to investontrack.com and download the free report. Again, that's investontrack.com.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/listen for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen. Match.com/listen.
It's Auto Show time in KC. Time for a first-hand look at the award-winning Honda lineup. Like Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. And CR-V, Motor Trend's 2018 SUV of the Year. Other award winners include Civic, HR-V, Fit, and Pilot. And right now, get Pilot with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at your Greater Kansas City area Honda dealer. For details, visit kchondadealers.com today. The 2018 Motor Trend SUV of the Year includes the full Honda CR-V lineup. See dealer for financing details.
Pope Francis once said that confession is the sacrament of the tenderness of God. It is his way of embracing us. This is Archbishop Joseph Naumann inviting you to experience God's tender embrace through the sacrament of reconciliation. During Lent, confession will be available in the churches of the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas on Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Experience God's embrace. Come to confession.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
KCMO, from the flyover states and proud of it. KCMO 710 and FM 103.7 Kansas City.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO. 710 AM, 103.7 FM. You've got Religion on the Line. And also KMAJ, 1440 AM. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Bill Scholl, Social Justice Consultant for the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
Okay, you know, the Ethical Society is not a religion like the normative understanding of a religion would be, and we're not going to get into this again with Dave or and try not to do it with other people. They're and spreading conspiratorial theories, you know, that takes too long either to research them or to debunk them. And we'll maybe – I know Michael's not going to spend a nanosecond on this. Bill and I might look a little bit into this. but anyway, we've got other callers. Right, Michael?
That sounds like a fair plan to me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm with respect to Dave, I mean, first of all, he keeps unusual hours, that's for sure, given that he's in San Francisco. But there's got to be a part of people. Things are not as they appear. There's always something else going on. It's the Illuminati, or it's the Freemasons, or it's the Catholic Church, or certainly it's the Elders of Zion.
And being on the brunt end of that, if you were a Jew, then it's the Jews' fault. And there's a secret cabal. If you were wealthy and in the oil industry, oh, it's those people that are trying to run everything. And the anti-Semitism that's behind some of this is rampant, consistent, and perduring. But there could be, you know, there are conspiracy behind every rock and under every appearing thing. The thing is, doesn't it, that kind of approach, doesn't that then absolve us from responsibility? What can I do?
Intriguing question, yeah.
What can I do as a person of faith? What can I do as a citizen to affect things? Or is the conspiratorialist would say, is it so stacked against us that we need a revolution and blow these people, blow their cover so everybody will know? I'm not sure things would, if it were true, like you said, would it, how would we respond even then? So, anyway, we're going to go to Madeline. Madeline, you've got religion on
all
mind.
Right.
Good morning, God Squad.
Good morning.
God loves you, and I pray for you. I just wanted to say that I was going to start out with, I am the color of Sabbath. I have received a book, and I am reading it, and it has been very healing along with medicine that I take a lot of lately. But I am mending, and I am grateful, and I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been.
Well, we had our concern because your wonderful son let us know what was going on, and there were certainly more than a few folks, including us, but the other folks who are part of this radio family, had you in their thoughts and prayers, and it's great to hear your voice. By chance, are you home, or are you still in a rehab?
I am home. I am having rehab at home. Mm-hmm. I welcome the physical therapist. When he walks in, yesterday I got myself all primped up and smiled at him, and he said, "Nobody greets me like that." I said, "I want to walk into church." Pastor said, "I will see you in church." I said, "You will see me when I can walk in."
Mm.
And that is my goal, and I am very blessed and grateful, believe me. And I felt those prayers, and I knew, but I'm also determined, and I want you to know that you and your families are always in my thoughts
and
prayers.
Well, keep them coming, Madeline. Thank you very much. I want to tell you, I need to forward to you a beautiful synopsis of Michael's homily, if you will.
Oh, please
that,
do.
That he gave at the rededication and renewal of vows service for a colleague of his in Florida to go along with the book you got, okay?
Thank you. The book is delightful.
Well, and you have some synopses now or actual sermons that you requested, okay?
And thank you.
All
thank
right.
you.
Oh, gosh.
God bless.
I'll send you a computer full, but I don't think you want them.
I enjoy, besides, of course, the sacrament itself and Mass, the homily is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And I never hesitate after discussing it with the God Squad. Is it all right to say that was good? Or I really think it's important. That's a message that's important to me.
Oh, for sure. It's okay to say that. And if somebody wants to baptize a compliment in a religious nomenclature, just say amen. Okay?
Well, amen to you all. God bless.
And to you, dear.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to go to Mike. Mike, you got religion on the line.
Good morning. Good to hear Madeline's voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Luther. He didn't like Hebrews, James, Jude, or Revelation.
No, that's correct. Yeah.
I was going to ask Bill, is Revelation part of the Catholic canon?
The Revelation is part of the Catholic canon. Maccabees is part of the Catholic canon, and that's not in the typical Protestant. It's considered apocryphal, right. But
The largest of the of what the we book, call the Bibles yeah. belongs to the Catholic tradition.
Yeah, and the book of the Tobit. And Michael, as I understand it, the Catholic Church takes our canon from the Septuagint. They're Jewish, and like later that was so some of the books in our canon were once
They're considered books of wisdom in Jewish tradition, but not sacred in the sense that Sirah and Judith and Tobit, et cetera, and Maccabees are not part of our canon, but they are part of the literature of what's sometimes called the intertestamental period and is worthy of study.
Yeah. And where Catholics would say, though, they're that and the inspired word of God. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Right, that's interesting. This shooting business with these schools and churches, and I remember when this happened in Texas, and I think we even discussed it on the show. The show discussed it of the thought of clergy arming and responsible people in the congregation. I mean, the idea that you have to resort to that, and it. I remember at the time. It was kind of a new idea to me. It was kind of seemed a contradiction in terms some way to turning the other cheek and so forth. But it's almost starting to seem like just war theory or something to where there has to be a way to live in the society.
Yeah, there are other ways than pastors and rabbis and imams packing in the pulpit.
Right.
And it's got to be different than just teachers wielding weapons in their classrooms. I think that those are some of the worst ideas that have been promoted, and the vast majority of teachers that I know of find it reprehensible to even suggest.
My wife was a teacher and just hates the idea.
Yeah. We got to go, or you can hold on, okay?
Hold on.
We're going to be right back. We're going to listen to some news, pay some bills, and you give us a call at 576-7710, 576-7710.
Hi, I'm Brian James. Want a career in broadcasting? So did I. So I applied to the MBA Radio Talent Institute. It's at Northwest Missouri State University and is the only program of its kind in the world for college students wanting a career in broadcasting. Whether it's on-air and music radio, sports, news, production, social media, sales, or any aspect of radio. It's the campus to career connection you need. 10 days of learning this summer with over 30 broadcast professionals teaching the sessions. Application deadline is March 9th and only 25 students are accepted, so apply now. Go to nationalradiotalentsystem.com and select the MBA Radio Talent Institute.
Join us at the Greater Kansas City Auto Show February 28th through March 4th at Bartle Hall. Come hang out in the Honda Lounge where we'll have exclusive prizes and merch for you, as well as a look at some of the latest Honda lineups. Tickets for the Auto Show are on sale now at kcautoshow.com and going fast. Don't miss the chance to meet Chiefs starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes inside the Honda Lounge. The first 200 people will receive an autographed photo from the player, so don't be late. More details online at kcautoshow.com.
KCMO AM 710 Kansas City.
101.1 FM KCFX HD2 Harrisonville.
FM 103.7 K279 BI Kansas City.